This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. O Allah, Almighty God, all praise and thanks be to you. You are the light of the heavens and the earth. You are the truth. Your promise is true, and the meeting with you is true. Your word is the truth. All the prophets, peace be upon them, are true, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true. I ask you to bless all those who are here, especially these young people poised on the brink of destiny. Give them wings to soar and send winds to take them to heights not reached before, to see the truth as truth and follow it, and falsehood as falsehood and stay away from it. Give them courage to do what is right and stand up against what is wrong. Give them wisdom to find solutions to problems that they inherited from us and to others that they will encounter in their lives. Show them how to take pride in peace and kindness, as today we take pride in war and killing. Show them that the ROI, the return on investment on peace, is much higher than that of war, because it comes with life, happiness, and prosperity. We live in a world that is jaded and bereft of idealism. I ask you to make them standard bearers who will give others reason to hope, and to make them the harbingers of the long-awaited dawn. I ask you to be their guide, their confidant, their support, especially on cold, dark nights when they will walk alone. We ask you to light their path with your eternal light of guidance and lead them to actions which will be their legacy of honor. Help them to choose right over wrong, ethics over convenience, and truth over popularity. May they travel the path of integrity without looking back, because there is never a wrong time to do the right thing. We ask you, O Lord, to remind us that you created us to be trustees for the rest of those who share our home. We forgot that, and so despite knowing right from wrong, we are busy killing each other and destroying our only home, the earth. We forgot that it is not a sign of health to be profoundly adjusted to a sick society. We are a very sick society where the color of a person's skin is more important than the color of their dreams. We have made the single-minded pursuit of wealth the purpose of our lives. We call this success. We forgot that growth for the sake of growth is the philosophy of the cancer cell. You created us to help others. There is no higher purpose than that, for in that we help ourselves. We ask you to help us to remember that education is for life, not merely for making a living. That means that in everything we say or do, we must always hold ourselves to one value. Is this worthy of me? I pray to you, O my Lord, Lord of the universe, to bless us all, especially our young friends, with hope. Always hope, because you are in their corner. Bless them with hope to dream, with courage to live the dream, with fortitude, consistency, and persistence to see it through to completion. I pray for guidance, for protection from sin and all evil. I pray for relief from pain and sickness and debt and suffering and hardship. I pray for justice, mercy, and forgiveness. I pray for friendship, understanding, and love. And above all, I pray for compassion. Let us never allow what is not in our control to prevent us from doing what is in our control. I would now like to introduce Dr. Mary Ann Coughlin, Provost and Vice President of Academic Affairs. Thank you.